Play the wings. Start the Torway Northwest London, Sunday, 2nd of Cholomoyd, Yud Ches Nissen, 5th of April, Abocha Chaim, Reed, and Neri Yoye, Issam Lach and Cholomoyd. This week's Torah been sponsored by Nishmas, Reb Mordechai Tzvi, Alta Ben Ramesh, and Leibus Ben Lebracha, and our esteemed friend of Yusuf Dov Ben, Reb Shimon Chatz, the Itzkevitz, Zichron, and Noli Bracha.
Firstly, Bereshus, my father, and thank you very much for the honor of Josh for being able to stand in a place where so many Talmid Chachamim have stood in the past, be able to give over something. So we're going to be dealing with, firstly, the Nekuda of Asiyas Melocha on Chol HaMoed, and is it Doraisa, or the Rabbon Asiyas Melocha, for starters, is something like laundry or sewing. So is that Asa Midorabonon, or is it Asa Midoraisa? Okay, so there's Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Aleph in Chagiga, that's Mavor, there is Doraisa, just because it brings down Psukim. Let's have a look inside. The Gemara says, Mechlal, the Chavar Sfir Elohu, the Chol HaShemoed, She'osu Ba'asiyas Melocha. It brings down the Gemara, Menoani Mili, the Tana Rabbana, Es Chaga Matzais Tishmar, Shivas Yomim, Limeid, Al Chol HaShemoed, She'osu Ba'asiyas Melocha, Div Rabbi Yoshe. That's Shitta number one. Rabbi Yonison comes along and says, Einoi Tzorich, Kal V'choyme, Umar Rishon HaShvi, She'in Kedusha Lefnei Melacharein, Osu Ba'asiyas Melocha, Chol HaShemoed, She'yish Kedusha Lefnei Melacharein, just like the first day of Yom Tov and the last day of Yom Tov are us at their Kodesh themselves, what's before them, Chol, and what's after them, Chol, and yet they are intrinsically Kodesh, so too Chol HaMoed, what's before Chol HaMoed, we have Moed, and what's after Chol HaMoed, we have Moed, they should be Osa Ba'asiyas Melocha. That's Shitta number 2. Tanya Idoch, Shitta number 3, Kol Melechas Avodei Lo Yisasu, Limeid al Chol HaShemoed, She'osa Ba'asiyas Melocha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Now, what does that mean? Let's have a look at Rashi. V'somich lei shivas yomim takrivu isha. So the next posik talks about shivas yomim, so we're learning 7 days into this posik as referring to Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Kiva Oime, once again, Einoi Tzorich, Harehu Oime, Eile Moedei Hashem. Now, the Gemara goes into what Eile Moedei Hashem is, but let's leave it at that for now. Now, the Menachas Chinuch brings down two big nafkaminis as to which shitta you hold like. So, let's look at the four shittas again. We had a Vyoshia that says, Chagamatz is Tishmar, which we know Tishmar is Loshen Loisaseh. We've got Rav Yonason that comes along and brings a Kalvachoyma. He says, Einoi Tzorich Yor Loisaseh, I've got a Kalvachoyma. Then we've got Rav Yosi Aglili, who brings down Kol Melech Savod Eloisasu, again, a Loisaseh. And Rabbi Kiva that says, Einoi Tzorich again. He says Moed Hashem, which is Nasei. So it brings down the Menachas Chinuch, two big nafkaminis. Number one being Noshim. Are Noshim Mechuyev or not? So as we know, Noshim with a Lois Asei are Mechuyev. In a Nasei, it would be, they wouldn't necessarily be Mechuyev because it's Chol HaMoed, which is Seish Yizman Groma. And a Kavachoyma also not. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two would be Malkus. Again, we know Lois Asei, Yochayev Malkus. And an Asei, you're not. And a Kavachoyma, Einon Shin Menadin. So we know you're not as well. Two nafkaminis. The Tori Evan brings down, interestingly, that he holds that all four shittas that we just said are actually agreeing that there's a Lois Asei involved. Now, we said Einoi Tzorich, so it doesn't fit so well within the words. But his raya is from the words Einoi Tzorich themselves. He says, how is it possible for you to say Einoi Tzorich, the Lois Asei, I have an Asei, when we just brought down two nafkaminis as to whether there's a Lois Asei or not. So it can't be that it's just Einoi Tzorich, I don't need it. But rather, Einoi Tzorich is coming to be moisif onto the Lois Asei, that not only there's a Lois Asei, but also there's an Asei, or also there's a Kal V'Chayma. Okay, brings down the Menachas Chinuch, that he holds like the Tori Evan, that all four shitters agree to an extent that there's a Lois Asei involved. However, he found something a bit problematic, which is the Namukha Yosef. And the Mukhi Yosef against the Rishon, it's a bit problematic here. The Mukhi Yosef says that even within these four shittas, that it's a loisase, he still holds you don't get Malkus. Now we said the Nafkamina would be, if it's a loisase, you get Malkus. So how is that possible? Answers the Milchas Chinuch, that it's a lav shebecholos. The Mukhi Yosef holds it's a lav shebecholos, which is a lav when it's not on something specific, but rather on multiple things, then automatically, enochanami, it's a loisase, and it's a lav, but you don't get Malkus for it. Okay. Now, Rashi Shitta, it's important to know, Rashi Shitta is clear mavur that asiyas melocha, i.e. laundry or sewing, on cholamoid, is a doraisa. Clear. And we're going to bring down Chittas Toisvis that holds again Asiyas Melocha on Cholamoid is the Rabbonim. Now what's the Nafgamina between the two? There is the Raisa or the Rabbonim. So interesting enough, if you do it on purpose, if you do the Melocha on purpose, so then you'd be possibly Posseladis. Or Nafgamina number two is that if it's a Doraisa, then we know Sofik Doraisa L'Chumra, Sofik Rabbonim L'Kula. Two Nafgaminas. Now let's have a look at Chittas Toisvis as to what he holds and how he holds it to Rabbonim. Says Tosus, Cholish Shemoed Osav Asiyas Melocha. L'choyra Mashma, the Melocha, the Misora Bein Midoraisa, the Mapik Lemi Posuk, Rechem Beis Perik Beis Moed Kotel. Like we said, we brought down Psukim that it's Osa, so surely it's Doraisa. He brings down a question, and this is now his reasoning as to how he says it's Dorabonon and it cannot be Doraisa. His question is like this: V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Im Kain. Dover Ovid, the Kama Malocha, Starshinon Hosom, Hechim Shtoru, Vechi Hechon Motsinu Issa Doraisa, Miktosoi Osoi, Miktosoi Mutta. Says Tosis like this: how is it possible for us to say Cholamoid, Asiyas Malocha Cholamoid, is Osa Doraisa? You'd end up with the circumstance of Miktosoi Osa, Miktosoi Mutta. It's Doraisa. That can't be. You're playing with fire, you're playing with Doraisa here. How could it be? So says Tosus, it's Darabonim. How does he deal with the Psukim that we brought down? He says the Psukim are all Asmachta Ba'almas. Now, the Turi Evan asks the Peledig Akasha. He says like this: What's annoying Tosus? We have Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is Osa Doraisa. Everyone knows that. At the same time, on Yom Tov, you've got Ochel Nefesh. Surely that's Miksos Osa, Miksos Amuta. What's Tosus' problem? That he has to hold that it's the Rabbana when it comes to Cholamoid. We've got Yom Tov. So, L'chora, we can answer up that Yom Tov has a special din, a separate a chiddush by Yom Tov. That when the Torah was ushering Yom Tov, it was going through the Isurim 1, 2, 3, 4, and it came to the Issa of Ochel Nefesh, and it never ushered it to begin with to give it the Heta. So you're no longer dealing with this issue of Miktas Osa, Miktas Mota, because it never ushered it to start off with. Now, what's the raya for this? So there's a run in Beitza of Tesselman Beis that discusses Riboy Bashirin, which is a concept of where if you're adding additional food, more than the necessary amount when cooking, that on Shabbos we know Riboy Bashirin, if you've got a choyle, someone's dying, the Riboy Bashirin is not allowed. Yeah, you can cook just the amount, the 5 eggs that the guy needs, and that's it. When it comes to Yom Tov, however, if you need just 5 eggs for your Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook 10 eggs for your Yom Tov, not a problem. Now, it explains the run. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? That Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Ribbo Shurim, and Yom Tov, you are. So it explains the run. That Shabbos, he puts it into the category of Dichuya, where you're Doicha, the Issa. So the Issa is still standing. The Issa is still there. You're doicha the Issa by going around it. So adding to that, you'd be over on Shabbos. Because the Issa is still there. However, he puts Yom Tov into the category of Hutra, which means that the Issa took a knockout punch, and now we're dealing with a Heta. Now, if it's a Heta, you could do Ribu Bashurin. You can add. You can be Moisif onto that. That's not a problem. Explains the run of second Shitta on what Hutra is. And explains the run that the Issa of Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov was never ushered to begin with, like we said, answering up the Torah Evans Kasha on what Tosus could possibly hold when it comes to Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov. Okay, now we're going to go into something else over here, actually just to summarize. So we had again Rashi that held that the Issa of Asiyas Melocha on Cholamoid is Doraisa with the Gedder of a Heta. some heterim involved, and Tosfos that holds it's the Rabban. Okay? Next stage is we're going to be dealing with the Issa of Pragmatia. Right? Now, working matters. Now, when dealing with Pragmatia, we know that it's an Issa Darabonon. The question is, why is working Osa B'chla? So I'm going to bring down three shitters as to why Pragmatia is Osa. We've got the Rosh, that holds because of Torud. Right? You should be eating, drinking, and Oisik and Torah, and a result of your Tirda, as a result of your stress and your mind not with it, because you're working, you're going to lack in your Oichel Shosa and Oisik and Torah. So says the Rosh, that's why they asked the Pragmatia. Says the Rivosh, that the reason why Pragmatia and working matters are Osa on Yom Tov are, on Chol HaMoed are, because of Mezalzel, you're possibly being Mezalzel the Yom Tov. And says the Magid Mishnah, that the reason is as a result of Shema Yichtoif. Maybe you're going to end up writing, which is interesting because Shema Yichtoif, like the Magid Mishnah, you could see possibly the Magid Mishnah would hold that Asiyas Melocha on Chol HaMoed would be Doraisa, because why are we giving? Why are they protecting only a Darabon? So possibly you could say that the Magid Mishnah would hold that Asiyas Melocha is Doraisa. Okay? Those are the three reasons that I brought down as to why Pragmatia is Osa. Let's look at now the Heta. The Heta is Dovra Ovid, as we know. Dovra Ovid is a loss. Now, what's considered a loss that you can get away with working? So we've got a machloikis in Moed Kotin Yudom Beis between, we're going to bring down Tosis's Shitta and then Rashi and the Rambam together. So let's have a look at Tosis as to what he considered as a loss. B'dovo Ovid Muta, perish. B'dovo, she'im lo yim koreno ato. Shema lo yim koreno yofe pamacheres. V'yafsid mina keren. Those are the Ikka words. Avol im lo yafsid mina keren. Ele shelo yaviach kol kach. Ein ze choshev dovo Ovid. Says Tosis like this. If I spend £100 buying tissue boxes over Yom Tov, and right now I can sell them for 1,000. After Yom Tov, I can only sell them for 500. That's profit loss. Profit loss, says Tosfos, is not considered a part of the heter of Dovra Ovid, but rather, what is considered a part of the heter is if my £100 that I spend on tissues, I'm only able to sell them for 50 after Yom Tov, and that's a keren loss. My actual item has gone down in value. Now, the question is like this. This is Rashi. Ubedover Ovid Muta, she im ye loy hefsid, im loy asena lo oise schoiro, muta la soisa, seemingly including the Revach. And Shittas Rambam brings down a bit clearer that actually, seemingly including the Revach, the profit loss is considered a loss. Okay? So what's the Hezbro Machloikis here, and why is it that Revach is or isn't included in Dovra Ovid or not? Because seemingly, if I have a profit loss, surely that's considered a loss. No, if I'm losing profit, I would seem like it's considered a profit loss. So we can possibly say that the reason why Revach is or isn't considered included, it's toloi on why Pragmatia is Osa in the first place. So now we're going to fit Shittas Tosis within Shittas HaRosh, like this. If you hold Tirda is the reason why Pragmatia is Osa, then the Chachomim would never Asa losing Keren, as that's counterintuitive, leaving you with more Tirda on your mind. Right? If my car is currently going down in value, the Tirda that I'm having, that my car is going down in value, or my something is going down in value, is more than working in the first place. But the Chachomim understood that the lack of Revach, right, profit loss, wasn't enough to cause you sufficient Tirdas, more than the Tirdas of working itself. Now, the other side, which is, if you hold Shema Yichtov or Mezalzel, is the reason why Pragmatia is Osa, then the Chachomim gave a general heta to all cases of Dovra Ovid. Right? So it's not exclusive to the Keren Shemoy. It could also extend also to the Revach. Now, to take this a step further, we can possibly align up what we said in the beginning and what we said now, at the beginning of the Shemuz, that what we said within Shittas Tosfos, that Tosfos said Legabe Yom Tov, the Oichel Nefesh, we tried to fit in with Tosfos, that the Issa only reached until a certain point, and then it never encompassed Ochel Nefesh in the first place. So too, we could say over here, within Tosfos, within Pragmatia possibly, that when the Chachomim were ussering Pragmatia, why would they ever usser the Keren? Because it's so counterintuitive and counterproductive to the reason as to why they're ussering it. It defies the whole purpose. So possibly the same way we aligned it there, we can align it here, that Tosfos would hold that they never ussered it in the first place. And we can say with Shema Yichtav and Mezalzel that Mehechet Tesi, they never ussered it in the first place. So it has an Issa with a Geder of a Heta, like we fit in Rashi at the beginning of the Shmuz. Thank you very much for the opportunity today of talking. It's been a pleasure. That sounds like it's not with a lot of